This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Later on today's show, capping Fort Washington Way. But first, photographer Charisse Isis founded the Grace Project to empower women who had mastectomies. Charisse creates portraits to show the strength and beauty of cancer survivors. She'll be in Cincinnati later this month for an exhibit of Grace Project photos in partnership with the University of Cincinnati Cancer Institute. Charisse joins us this afternoon with UC Health Oncologist, Director of the UC Cancer Institute's Comprehensive Breast Cancer Center, and UC College of Medicine Professor of Medicine, Dr. Elise Lauer, and UC Health Surgical Oncologist, UC College of Medicine Assistant Professor of Surgery, and member of the UC Cancer Institute, Dr. Jamie Lewis, to talk about the emotional and psychological effects of mastectomies. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk@wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Charisse, Dr. Lauer, and Dr. Lewis, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you for having us.
Charisse, tell us why you created the Grace Project. What prompted you to start this?
I worked as a boudoir and a pinup photographer for many years, and basically, to cut a long story short, a man booked a shoot for his wife, and the day that she showed up, she was determined to stay covered during her photo shoot. After a while of shooting her, she ended up confessing to me that she was a 12-year breast cancer survivor and that she felt mutilated. And so after her confession, she started exposing one breast, her non-mastectomy breast, to the camera, but leaving the mastectomy breast covered. And as she got more comfortable and started feeling sexy with the camera, she suddenly threw off her clothes and she said, "I'm doing this for myself." And it was a really incredibly powerful and cathartic moment for both of us, because I was witnessing a woman let go of 12 years of shame from her body. And for her, it was, she'd never shown her scars to anyone other than her doctors and her husband. And it was really just a beautiful, empowering, and revealing moment. And
it sounds like it was liberating for her. It sounds like this was just a really transformational moment for her.
It was very transformational, and it really touched my heart to watch it happen in front of me. And I started thinking about it a lot, because it had really touched my heart. And a couple of weeks later, I had another friend call me, and she said, "I don't have any money to pay you for a photo shoot, but I need to have my body photographed. I'm having my breast chopped off in 3 days, and I want to remember what that looked like." And so she came, and I photographed her fear and her anxiety and her bravery and her tears. And then she came back 3 weeks later with her new body, and we re-photographed her. And so between both those shoots, I felt like, you know, this issue hadn't been looked at or explored enough. Like, all the photographs that I found out there were mostly these very surgical images of, you know, women with their heads chopped off in the photograph in surgical lighting to kind of show what medically a mastectomy looks like. And there was nothing that sort of showed the beauty or the strength. So I started exploring that about 6 years ago, is when the project started.
And Dr. Lewis, just what are the emotional and the psychological aspects of mastectomies? What kind of challenges do women go through?
Well, they're pretty innumerable. For women, it's really hard to even tell them when they're facing a mastectomy what it is that they're going to experience. For the majority of them, there's a pretty significant sense of loss of their body image and their sense of self. And not only do they lose how their clothes fit, but they also lose the sensation of how their skin felt and just how they function in day-to-day life. It's a big transition.
And Dr. Lauer, this has to be a tough choice, too, because you're being told this is how you survive this particular cancer. You need this to survive. And at the same time, it's going to be life-altering when you do this.
I think the decision to have a mastectomy is a very personal one. And it takes a whole team with lots of consultation to come around to that decision. Some women will clearly make the decision easier than others. And sometimes it depends upon the support that they have from family and friends, but most of the time it's very personal. And one of the things that struck me as a medical oncologist is this loss that women feel is sometimes not just in the postoperative period, but sometimes they appreciate it even more 6 months or even 6 years later. So it's sort of an evolution of loss.
Mm, so it can have a lasting effect.
Yes.
Yeah. How many women in the U.S. develop cancer during their lifetimes?
I don't know that I can give a statistic of women. We say that 1 in 3 Americans will develop a cancer. And now that's all kinds of cancers, like skin cancers that are not life-threatening. We do know that there'll be about 250,000 new cases of invasive breast cancer diagnosed this year in the United States. That's a big number. Obviously, and Dr. Lewis can talk to this better than I can, we try to offer women breast conservation, which is not a mastectomy. But there are still some medical times in which a mastectomy is needed, or there are times in which it's a woman's own personal decision as well.
Dr. Lewis, what about that?
So the majority of breast cancers that are diagnosed are early stage breast cancers in the U.S., and many of those women are candidates for saving the breast. Not all of them will choose to. And we are seeing a trend nationwide. We have seen a trend for some years now where more and more women are choosing not only a mastectomy for the affected breast, but even bilateral mastectomies. There's lots of reasons that we think go into that, some of which is just personal choice, and others are better techniques for performing reconstruction after mastectomy. But it's really a challenging decision and not one for our patients to take lightly.
Charisse, this is all dealing with emotions that not only involve having cancer, and then you lose a breast. You've got two things going on here. How difficult is it for these women who are being photographed? How difficult is it for them to make the decision to let themselves be photographed?
You know, when I first started doing the project, it was very hard to find women who wanted to be photographed because they weren't aware of the project, they weren't aware of my work. And now, as the project has evolved, I have women from all over the country, actually all over the world, like emailing me and messaging me and saying, I really want to be part of this project. And it's a very personal decision, but I think when women see the images that I've already created and they see these empowered women like standing there very present in their skin, I think it's really inspiring. And so a lot of women use the Grace Project as a step towards their own healing. And it's pretty amazing some of the things that come out of the shoots. Like, for instance, I had a young woman who wrote to me, and she has a very bad, very intense form of cancer. She's had two bone marrow surgeries, and she has triple negative breast cancer, and she felt like she wasn't really going to be around for a long time, and she wanted to do some portraits that she could leave for her daughter that would be beautiful. And so she actually flew out from Missouri to New York City, and I photographed her there, and I sort of asked her to let go of any judgment about her body that cancer had done to her. And, it was just this really beautiful, magical photo shoot, and I was able to see that just for a few moments she was able to let go of the judgment about her body. And when she saw her pictures, she wrote probably one of the most beautiful letters I've ever received from anyone, because she basically said when she looked at the pictures, she saw something in her face that she thought cancer had robbed from her forever, and that when she feels like she can't fight anymore, she looks at those images and she feels like she can go on another day. So, there's these really incredible personal experiences that women have been having as part of the project, and also because the project's become so big now, I've photographed over 250 women, and so it's become somewhat of a movement that, and they find themselves in this sort of support group or this kind of club of women that have participated in this project that's sort of become larger than life. And, you know, that's a really beautiful thing that has evolved out of the project that I didn't expect when I first started it.
So you've actually had times where these women have stayed in contact with each other?
Oh, yeah. We have a private group on Facebook where, you know, once someone's been photographed, they get invited into the group. And, yeah, they all communicate with each other and they become friends with each other. And it's women all over the country. So they connect with women in different states, and sometimes they end up meeting when they're in each other's states. It's become this sort of really wonderful, you know, other thing that I never expected, but it's a beautiful thing. It's like a tribe almost.
I might echo that part of that's probably due to your co-founder, Jules Evans, because she's such a Pied Piper about keeping all the people together that I think that it has developed a lot of good, long-lasting friendships, something that I don't think anyone predicted.
Yeah, Jules is wonderful. I'm really blessed to have her on board with me. I actually met her at an exhibition for a different breast cancer project that she was working on called the SCAR Project. And, you know, once the photographer David Jay sort of stopped photographing that project, Jules kind of came on board with the GRACE Project and has been unbelievably helpful and just and a really dear friend on top of that.
How many cities has the GRACE Project had exhibits in, Charisse?
Oh, you know, I've never counted them. We've been in, because we've done a lot of pop-up exhibits as well that have just been one-night things. So we often will try to, as we're touring through the country photographing women in different states, like sometimes we'll set up events at cancer support communities and different, you know. So, I mean, we've had like major exhibitions at you know, in major galleries and museums, but we've also had like these small pop-ups. So I've never actually counted them. It would take me a little bit of time to write them all down. But there have been a lot.
But so far you've photographed 250 women, and the goal is to photograph how many?
800, which is approximately the number of women newly diagnosed in the United States every day. And what the goal is to print all, the photographs are printed onto large format pieces of silk, and they're just beautiful and ethereal and very powerful when you see them exhibited. And my ultimate goal is to photograph 800 women, the number of women newly diagnosed every day, and exhibit all 800 together in one space sometime in the future, which, you know, will be a breathtaking exhibit because you'll be able to walk into a room and see the number of women. You know, it will be a mind-blowing thing to behold, I think, when you can see in one moment, like the number newly diagnosed every day.
We will continue our conversation, and you can join us at 513-419-7100. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. My guest this afternoon, photographer Charisse Isis. She's the founder of the GRACE Project, which empowers women by showing the strength and beauty of cancer survivors. Also, UC Health Oncologist, director of the UC Cancer Institute's Comprehensive Breast Cancer Center, and UC College of Medicine Professor of Medicine, Dr. Elise Lauer. And UC Health Surgical Oncologist, UC College of Medicine Assistant Professor of Surgery, and member of the UC Cancer Institute, Dr. Jamie Lewis. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. Charisse, we've talked about how the women involved in this react to this, how this is so transformational for them. How do viewers of the exhibit react to this? What's it do for them?
You know, the viewers have a really emotional response to it, too. I mean, you know, when you see these beautiful images hanging, I mean, I had a woman write the first Huffington Post article that I ever got. It was a woman who had struggled with her weight her whole life, and she had had the stomach surgery, and so she had all this excess skin. And she wrote to me and sat down with me for 2 hours, telling me how personally the exhibition had touched her, because, you know, she saw these women standing in their power with their scars, and she realized that her scars were not the same as theirs, but if they could stand, if these women could stand in their strength, then so could she. And then I've had other stories of, like, I had an exhibition where this burly construction man walked into the exhibition and started howling and crying, and
so he was moved to tears.
He was moved to tears, and then as it turned out, his mother had had breast cancer, and he had no realization what she had gone through. And so about a month later, after the exhibition, he walked into the gallery, and he had to talk to the director of the gallery, and he said, "I'm so grateful that you put on that show about the breast cancer." He said, because shortly after I saw that show, he said, my mother became ill and had to go into hospital, and I had to become her caregiver and dress her and bathe her. And he goes, I would have been ill-prepared to do that had I not seen this exhibit. So there's, like, on so many levels, this project is really touching people's lives. And, you know, I have women who write to me and tell me that until they saw those images, they felt really alone in their breast cancer. So it really has the sort of far-reaching effect with the viewers, and which is a really wonderful. It's just wonderful to sort of get these letters and emails and stuff.
Dr. Lewis, Charisse mentions all the different layers. Would one of those layers be healing? Do you see a healing aspect for the women who are involved in it?
Absolutely. And I was thinking as she was talking about some of the other persons who had viewed the exhibit, even just for us as medical providers, you know, we had a sneak preview of her exhibit a few months ago. And just for me to see those women in a non-clinical setting, feeling very comfortable in their own skin was healing for me. But I think it's absolutely healing for women to see themselves as beautiful, beautiful women, despite their scars.
Dr. Laura, does the Cancer Institute provide counseling and support for women who are considering having mastectomies?
Absolutely. As I mentioned, this often is a team decision, and we have everything from nurse navigation to social work to in-depth counseling. And certainly you meet with your medical care team on more than one occasion before you make these final decisions. And often that will be a surgical oncologist like Dr. Lewis, but it can also be with one of the plastic and reconstructive surgeries to see if you wish to go forward with additional reconstruction. But it takes several conversations, and often family and friends will get involved in making that decision. But there is definitely counseling and support available.
And Dr. Lewis, do all or most women opt for reconstruction surgery after they've had a mastectomy?
Many women do. Definitely not all women, and that's a very personal decision. The majority of women are candidates for reconstruction, and then whether or not they choose to go forward with it depends on a number of factors.
Charisse, I read that you have two metaphors that you use when you're talking to women about this project that you're doing. And I'm wondering if you can, they're wonderful metaphors. I'm wondering if you can tell us what those are.
Oh, yes. Well, one of them is a thing called kintsugi, and it's a Japanese art form that they used to do in ancient Japan. And when a piece of pottery broke, rather than throwing it away, they would actually emboss the cracks with gold and heal the piece of pottery. And the pottery becomes even more beautiful after it's been, after it has had this process. And so it's this way of kind of seeing broken as beautiful because this object has survived something, and in the process it becomes even more beautiful than it was before it was broken. And the other concept that I use is I base the project on Hellenistic sculpture. For example, the Venus de Milo and the Nike of Samothrace, survive the trauma of history, but in the process they become broken. And the brokenness, you know, sort of makes them even more beautiful than they were when they were whole. And it sort of represents the survival and the beauty and the delicacy of life. And I don't know if you've ever seen, there are drawings out there of what the Venus de Milo looks like had she been, you know, still whole. And, you know, she definitely is more beautiful and more precious and more delicate now than she ever was. And, you know, we definitely see her beauty despite the fact that she is broken.
Now, how many photos, that you call them silks, how many of those are going to be involved in the Cincinnati exhibit?
Well, I have printed up and never been seen an exhibition yet, 20 new silks for this exhibition, but we're probably going to be showing 30-plus silks. I mean, we don't have the exact number because, you know, it depends how the gallery ends up getting laid out, but it's probably going to be 30-plus. Images in the gallery, and there will be a lot of images of local Cincinnati women and Cincinnati women who have been actually treated at Cincinnati University are going to be part of the exhibition too, and a lot of them will be coming to the opening, and you know, I'm sure we'll be happy to answer anyone's questions that they may have.
And Dr. Lyra, what are some of the common reactions, the maybe even mistaken impressions of men, spouses, partners to a woman having a mastectomy?
You know, that's such a tough answer because it varies so much. I've seen many women who feel that after the whole breast cancer experience, the surgery as well as chemotherapy and other things that can modify their body image, feel that their relationships are even stronger. I've unfortunately also seen women who become divorced or they become distant to their spouses or their partners just because of the stress and the change that it can occur. So I think, and again, that gets back to one of your earlier questions about counseling and making sure that women and men have adequate support on how to handle those changes as they go forward.
Charisse, what kind of a reaction have you seen from partners when they see these photos of their wives?
You know, I've had I had one woman who was so scared to tell her husband that she wanted to be part of the shoot. She's a very conservative woman, and she was she actually passed away, but she was stage 4, and. This project was so meaningful to her, and she didn't tell her husband. She didn't tell her husband. She was so scared that he was going to say something bad or negative about her participating, and she just didn't want any negative energy. And then the very night before her shoot, she finally confessed to him because she knew she had to tell him. And he looked at her, and he said, "Yes, sweetheart, I think you should do this. This would be great for you." And so she came elated to her photo shoot because she... You know, she said to me, "I learned something about my husband last night. I learned how much he supports me." And it was just such a beautiful thing. But, you know, I think that, you know, a lot of men are very supportive about their wives and partners and are very encouraging. And you know, it's the same thing. I think that... you know, there are some men that just, you know, they don't want anything to do with the cancer or, you know, so it's really across the board. There's a lot of mixed reactions and emotions. But I think a lot of women, they just, you know, they do, like the first woman that I ever shot, even though her husband had booked the shoot for her and had wanted her to have that experience, in the end, you know, she took off her clothes and she said, "I'm doing this for myself." And that's really, I think, like the ultimate thing, because I think these women have to do this for themselves as opposed to trying to do it for someone else or to please someone else or not do it. Because I've also seen, I had one young woman who was devastated when her husband told her that she wasn't allowed to be photographed for the project. And he told her that he didn't want the world to see her cancer body, and that was the words that he used. And my heart broke for this young woman because she, you know, had so wanted to be part of this project and saw it as an empowering part of her healing. And then, you know, this man kind of broke her down. But you know, again, it's across the board. Some men love the pictures that they see of their wives and love to see their wives being empowered. And then there are other men that just can't handle it and go in the opposite direction. So,
Dr. Luce, what's your reaction? I mean, I've even heard stories where men become afraid to even touch their wives. And in some cases, they're afraid of talking about this. What do you have to say about that? How do you react?
I think there's absolutely mixed reactions. You know, I think even when women come in, I oftentimes will see women will bring a sister or a friend with them, even if they have a very close spouse that they've been married to for some years, because it is such, it's not just a diagnosis for the person being treated, but for their whole family. So they certainly go through a wide variety of reactions and experience that not only at the time of diagnosis, but throughout the recovery and healing and reconstructive process.
You know, I think when we talk about how people and their families and friends react, it depends upon the timing too, because I think immediately you're so caught up with, all I want to do is take care of the cancer. I want to survive. And then you come back to, what does this do to my body image down the road? How do I feel? How do I become empowered so I can accept this? Most women, I think, are really very happy after reconstruction. And I think if you survey them, and I would certainly not want any woman who's in our audience today to be hesitant about making these decisions and how she's going to feel down the road. It can be a little bit of a roller coaster, but the reality is most women have great acceptance. Life goes on. I always tell patients, we need to put this in your life. And I view this exhibit as a wonderful way of women having the opportunity of empowering themselves so that they have put this in their life and not made this something that's maybe bigger than it needs to be, a way of really incorporating it.
Charisse, the Grace Project exhibit's going to be at the Miller Gallery in Hyde Park on Saturday, April 21st and Sunday, April 22nd. Will you also be doing photography, taking more portraits while you're in Cincinnati?
Yes, I am going to be available to, I will have some time to do some portraits. So if, I believe the phone number is on the radio station website.
That's correct, uh-huh.
And yes, so I will be available to do some portraits if people are interested in participating. And if they can't do it this time around, because Jules, my assistant, is in Cincinnati, I find myself there quite often. So if people aren't available to do it like this quickly or they need some time to think about it, I do come back into Cincinnati fairly often and am usually available to do more portraits. And you know, since I'm only 250 on the way to 800, there's a lot more opportunity to be able to participate.
Charisse, Dr. Lauer, and Dr. Luce, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Photographer Charisse Isis, she's the founder of the Grace Project, UC Health Oncologist, director of the UC Cancer Institute's Comprehensive Breast Cancer Center, and UC College of Medicine Professor of Medicine, Dr. Elise Lauer, and UC Health Surgical Oncologist, UC College of Medicine Assistant Professor of Surgery, and member of the UC Cancer Institute, Dr. Jamie Lewis. Again, the UC Cancer Institute is partnering with the Grace Project for that exhibit. It's going to be at the Miller Gallery in Hyde Park, April 21st and April 22nd, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. each day. And you can find more information at wvxu.org.